Okay. So parang kagaya ng exercise natin kanina, no? So as we complete or finish the first two stages of initiation and planning, any specific questions, clarifications relating it to your experiences before that you feel it's going to be relevant or to reinforce further your experience in project management? Yes, bro, Noel.
Bro, like for example, of course, the team covenant is for the volunteers.
Yes, of course.
But if you have like paid staff,
ayan.
If it's outside of their BAU, do we need to have that team covenant?
Yun, kasi this one, we're all talking about the context of the project. And sa company or sa secular world, we do that in the BAU through their job description. Kaya in your HR, I hope, or in your respective churches, may job description talaga yung mga tao ninyo. Kasi you can always go back to that as an objective way of, you know, coaching that person. Kasi minsan, oh bro, umatid, nandito naman ako araw-araw ah. Pero in your job description ba, kailangan mo talagang pumasok sa vault or kailangan mo talagang magbilang ng pera? Yung mga ganon, para clear lang din sa kanya. So like, you know, so that's, I hope I answered that question. Na when that one, that role and responsibility matrix, it's clear and applicable in the context of project management. But for BAU, job description.
Yeah, but if like for example, I'm going to pull out a person from his usual...
Correct, sa BAU niya.
Ilalagay ko sa project. Di ba? So, dapat ba may team covenant dun? Kasi outside nun ng job description niya eh. So.
Yes, if you're talking about the project context, kailangan may roles and responsibilities matrix para clear sa kanya. Okay? Kasi minsan, doon nagkakaroon ng pag-delineate. Halimbawa, like for example, the use of resources. In your BAU, talagang may access ka to this specific system or this specific room. Tapos because project member ka nito, biglang i-abuse mo na yung pagpasok mo or pag-access mo doon sa BAU responsibility mo. Unfair yon sa BAU mo. Diba? Baka magalit yung boss mo or yung ibang teammates mo. O ba't mo ginagamit ito? Eh sa project yan, ha? Hindi yan para sa BAU. Something like that. Para mas clear lang yung roles and responsibilities natin. Okay? So for the mission team, I was saying, in our roles and responsibility, yung team covenant talaga. Very important yon sa mission team. I don't know kasi sa singles retreat at couples retreat kung applicable din ang team covenant. I don't know. But in missions, it was very effective for me. Kasi yun ang lagi kong pinapakitang dokumento sa kanya eh. Kung may problema, bro, nakalagay dito. Diba? Pinirmahan mo ito. So, hindi lang to basta-basta papel na pinipirmahan. But this is, naka-highlight ka. Have you seen that team covenant ng short-term missions? Diba naka-highlight doon yung mga roles and responsibilities? So, pag may issue, you can always see eh. Isa sa mga bullet points doon na-address eh. Kaya siya, titiklop na lang talaga siya. Okay? Yes.
Question, yung church planting falls under project.
Okay, church planting, yes.
Yes. Now, because there are church plant initiatives by the local church, so they're the stakeholder, but sometimes it's apostolic team, sometimes it's school of church planting. What's the latest?
Ayan. So actually, in terms of that organizational escalation, I think yan mga bagay na yan, we have to raise it to Pastor Ado. Okay, bro, did you hear that question? Kasi like in our organization, lahat ng mga bagay ng mga proseso, may escalation kaming naka-document talaga. So kung meron kang concerns or issues sa isang policy within your country, i-escalate mo yan sa regional office, i-escalate mo yan hanggang sa New York. So kaya meron kaming prosesong ganun para clear sa inyo na part ka ng project, pag medyo standstill kayo o stalemate kayo, walang nangyayari, merong certain escalation. And that escalation will address, you know, that conflict or concerns. I believe here also in every nation, meron din tayong ganong escalation. So, pag may mga projects na kailangan gumawa ng decision, whether it's driven by your local church or the Philippines church or the every nation in Nashville, meron yata tayong ganon. So, Nash, bro, meron ba tayong ganon nga? Ah, wala pa? Okay. Pero ngayon, and how do we handle that or address that?
Yung question ko po, kasi... Diba, church planting is under projects. Yung sa stakeholders, sometimes kasi it's local church initiated, sometimes apostolic team initiated, sometimes, school of church planting. So, I don't know what's the latest escalation process.
Yeah. Parang case na, parang diniscuss na case sa ENLI3, no? Okay, ito ah.
Nasa escalator pa.
Sa ngayon.
So, pinaprocess pa rin siya.
At this moment, we are discussing about that. Kasi,
Ang advantage kasi doon, if you go through the School of Church Planting, it's not just from this place. Inano din yan sa Tennessee. So, as much as possible, we would like every churches that we have right now to go through, if they have church plants in the future, to go through the school.
Yun.
Kasi it's like comparing an old typewriter to a iPad 2 right now.
Correct.
So, mas mapapadali yung correct. Ano. Yung, I mean, mas mapapadali.
That's good point. And I believe naman, di ba, yung mga local church, merong assigned talaga who has an oversight over them. So, kung may mga escalations na kailangan escalate, di ba, towards that person who's, you know, assigned to have an oversight, right? Tama ba yun, bro? So, that's good. So, at least clear lang natin yun, ha? Yung, kasi minsan yung project sponsors, actually, may politics din involved, di ba? I mean, it's, sometimes kasi negative ang connotation natin sa politics, but politics will always be present in any organization. Pero clear lang tayo dapat na sino yung sponsors or stakeholders or kagaya nito, sino yung may apostolic oversight about that. Diba? Hindi yung bigla ka nalang pupunta ng mission nang hindi alam nila Pastor June or Pastor Jap, diba? So dapat may ganun tayong understanding. Yes, Rodnell, you're gonna add something?
Well, more on clarification.
Clarification.
I'm trying to understand the template. Eh. Mm. Yung project scope is the more specific project objectives, right?
Okay. Iba, ang difference ng dalawa kasi sa objectives, 'di ba? Clear ka kagad na ito yung main deliverable ninyo and ito yung parang gusto niyo ma-achieve right after. Ang scope kasi is basically nilalagyan mo ng boundary yung project ninyo. Like for example, ang boundary ay talagang couples retreat lang siya. Okay? Kasi ang ano natin is kung hindi tayo papasok sa boundary na 'yon, magkakaroon lagi ng ganong opportunities na pwede nating sawsawan. So kaya yun ang kaya gusto lang natin ma-clarify doon sa scope ang boundaries. Compared to objectives kasi yung objectives nakadikit na doon yung mga metrics mo eh. Ilang sign ups, ilang attendees, magkano yung i-generate as compared to scope na ano lang yung boundaries.
So when you measure the success of the project, you always go back to the objectives not
the boundaries. Okay? Not to the scope, ha? Always to the SMART objectives. Good question. Okay? So, can we proceed? Okay. So, moving on. Now, let's wrap up the execution, the planning. So, for planning, tips or pointers dito. Number one, ideally, if you can involve the whole team in coming up with a project plan, much better. Ang advantage kasi nito, yung accountability, yung pagiging part of that deliverables, nandun sa kanila. Okay? Kasi lalo na yung ownership nang gagaling sa kanila kung sila yung nag-suggest. Rather than ikaw nag-dictate, oh, ito, gawin mo. Eh, ang value kasi minsan ngayon, lalo na yung mga kabataan, ang dami nilang brilliant ideas. Ang dami nilang ideas. Kahit na sabihin mo pang 10 taon na akong gumagawa ng missions or 10 taon gumagawa ng retreat, iba pa rin yung idea ng mga bata ngayon eh. Ang gagaling. So, that's an opportunity to pick out their brains. Diba? Baka mamaya, they have new ideas on how to make the project better. It's an opportunity. Kaya, project team, you engage them or involve them in the laying out of the project plan. Number two, you delegate and assign roles. So, hindi yung ikaw lahat nagtitake on. Kasi kahit sabi mong leader ka, ikaw yung accountable to the sponsor, delegate. Kasi in this delegating, is in delegating that you're able to disciple them. Diba? Kasi natitrain mo sila how to do it to others or how to do the level of excellence. Nakakapag-coaching ka, nakakapag-minister ka rin sa kanila. Solicit assumptions from team members, as I've mentioned. Get ideas from them. And lastly, always focus on what is in scope. Diba? Yung mga potential na nice to have, i-parking lot nyo na lang yun. We call it parking lot. Kasi minsan nag-weekly meeting kayo. Bro, okay pala dito sa kung dito tayo yung outreach natin sa Bangkok. Okay pala bro kung medyo lumihis tayo. Kasi bro, malapit 'yun sa Chulalongkorn University, eh 'yun ang UP ng Bangkok. Eh kaya lang objective niyo, 'di ba, doon sa church nila Jonah sa nasa Ramkangheng. Eh ba't ka pupunta ng Bangkok? Eh ba't ka pupunta ng Chulalongkorn? 'Di ba? So baka minsan nag-out of scope na kayo. Isipin nyo lang at the start, ano ba yung objectives nyo? Your objectives is to align with the group of Jonas in their strategy of reaching out the Northern Bangkok. That's it. Eh, kaya lang minsan, eh bro, kasi ito yung hotel natin, nandito tayo eh. O dun pa lang, mali na tayo. Ba't ka kukuha ng hotel na malayo sa Ramkangheng? Eh alam mo nang it takes you always 1 hour, considering the Bangkok traffic jam, eh wala na talaga yung objective nyo to engage too many people in Ramkangheng, which is near the church. Eh medyo may challenging yun. Okay? Kaya yun yung mga tinatawag nating avoiding the scope creep na tinatawag sa scoping natin. Yes, Rodnell.
Question lang, kasi diba involve the whole project team in crafting the project plan. When you say whole team, does that mean
team
that...
Team members.
So that's the parang core team that you have, and then let the core team, parang kung sino man yung leader nun, flesh out the details within his ano na lang, scope. Correct. Parang ganun, diba?
Sometimes kasi some project na pag masyadong malaki, you don't consider the other periphery members as part of the project team. In our company, we call them the subject matter experts. So parang they're not really part of the whole project team, pero dahil may input sila or may ginagawa sila, you recognize them as subject matter experts. Okay? Parang consultants ang dating nila. So, or they may be the one executing it, but not necessarily be part of the project team. So depende na rin yan sa scope ng project natin. Kung ganun kalaki, diba, you have to determine lang talaga sino talaga yung project team members. Pero kung may mga periphery members ka, then gawin mo silang consultant or subject matter experts. Okay, para lang clear kung sino ang accountable. Kasi yun ang gusto nating makuha eh. Accountability tsaka responsibility ng members ng team. Ang ayaw natin yung mga freeloaders na tinatawag sa team. Yung nakikisawsaw lang sa victory nung, you know, nung project team pero wala namang kinontribute. Bench warmer lang sila. Diba? Gusto natin lahat kasi may value binibigay sa team natin. Okay? Kahit sabihin mo pang i-disciple ko naman siya, bro, eh, parang part of coaching ko yun. Eh. Oh, it's okay, dalin mo siya. Okay? Para makita niya paano ka magtrabaho, pero do not officially include him as part of the project team. Kung ang intention mo lang para mag-mirror lang or mag-shadow sa'yo at makita niya how you do things, it's okay. Okay? But not as part of the project team. Okay? So, hopefully you'll be able to practice this. Meron tayong tools dyan sa inyong respective manuals wherein you will be able to craft your communication plan. A communication plan is very important in a project kasi nga, di ba, limited yung time ninyo. 3 months lang, 6 months lang, 4 months lang. We wanna make sure lang communication is properly cascaded to everyone in the team. One pitfall of project management, some projects fail because of lack or insufficient communication. Okay? Kasi minsan ina-assume natin, alam na naman niya yung progress, eh, alam naman niya yung mangyayari. Iba pa rin eh, yung talagang weekly, regularly nagme-meeting kayo. Iba pa rin yung weekly, regularly, kinakascade niyo yung progress nung nangyayari sa project ninyo. Kasi baka mamaya siya, nasa ibang direction na, eh, kayo pala lahat, pupunta na sa isang direction, ang bilis-bilis niyo na. Kasi nga, posibleng may gap sa communication. Kaya communication plan is a tool that will help you. Because, number one, it will tell you, ano bang information ang kailangan ibigay? Progress ng funding, progress ng sponsorship, progress ng mga stakeholders, progress ng mga vendors. Diba? Na-sign na ba? Ayos na ba ang kontrata? Ilan na lang nag-sign up? So, at least, nadi-detail. Number two, sino ang kailangan maka-receive ng information na yon? The whole team ba? Or yung mga team leaders lang? Or yung sponsor lang? Kasi minsan may danger din kung i-over-communicate mo yung information. Baka may ibang members ng team ninyo, hindi naman niya kailangan malaman yung information na yun, maapektuhan pa siya. Like issues, risks. Diba? Kung yung tao na yun, hindi naman niya dapat malaman yung information na yun, biglang i-blow out of proportion niya pa. Ay grabe, ganito pala nangyari sa project natin. Ayoko na. Eh kung yung key leaders lang ang dapat nakakaalam nun, at least makakatulong kasi sila. Relevant pa yung inputs nila. Okay? Of course, the vehicle or the media. Ano ba yan? Electronic, tawag dito, mobile, talagang face-to-face. You just have to document it. Para when you go to the closure, makita nyo ngayon, ay, nagka-gap pala tayo, kaya naman pala medyo na-late yung iba kasi akala nila alas 5. Yung pala, 7 o'clock yung nilagay sa Facebook. Eh, apparently, lahat pala hindi araw-araw nag-Facebook. So at least clear lang tayo na this is the best way to send the communication across. Frequency, is it weekly, daily, monthly, and person responsible. Para wala magkakaiba. Wala naman nagsabi sa akin, wala nag-invite sa akin eh. Diba? Eh, hindi naman ako friend kasi dun sa may Facebook eh. Kaya paano ko malalaman? Yan. Diba? So, para clear lang, ito yung tool na makakatulong sa atin to ensure communications are properly cascaded. Yes, Dennis?
Just a clarification. When you say person responsible to bring out the communication
yes,
plan?
Yes, kasi you have here who's your audience, sino yung makaka-receive ng information. Ngayon naman, sino ang dapat magre-release ng communication? Is it the project team leader? Is it the action team owners? Or is it the whole members ang magko-communicate sa isa't isa? Okay? Para klaro lang na wala tayong nag-fall into the cracks na information or communication. Okay, moving on. Now, let's go to execution. Ito na yung ini-implement na natin yung mga deliverables ng project natin. So again, may mga tools pa rin tayo dito kailangan i-apply. Kasi hindi lang yan basta bara-bara. O sige na, ayan, implement na natin. O sige na, mag-solicit na tayo. O sige na, kausapin na natin yung mga magiging speakers natin. So hindi lang ganun yun. Dapat may tool din tayong ina-apply on those items. Okay? At the end of the day, it's all about ensuring that we deliver the expected outcome or deliverable of the project. It's about monitoring constantly the progress of the project. And it's about transitioning to normalize the project or the operations. Okay? So what are our tools? Number one, meron tayong tinatawag na project progress log reports. Okay? Kaya ibang anak ko, ano ba ng project management? Ang dami-daming documents. Eh, ganun po talaga ang project management. Okay? Kailangan talaga maraming documents. Kasi sabi nga natin, we have to ensure that everything is properly documented bago natin isarado ang project. Bago siya maging business as usual or bago siya maging normal operations, kailangan lahat ng mga learnings nakadocument talaga. Okay? Kaya nga kami, my company, whenever we do project management, meron talaga kaming specific binder. Andun na yung mga tabs. Okay? So bawat stage, may mga tab ka at nandun yung mga progress. Para lahat talaga aware, oh, ito na pala yung progress natin. In my missions team, that's what I also do. So talaga, every time we have a meeting, meron kaming binder. Nakalagay doon ang progress sa finances, nakalagay doon yung progress sa health nila, nakalagay doon yung progress doon. Kasi may iba, bigla na lang magkakaproblema sa trabaho. O bro, pwede ba sunod lang kami? Eh, bigla kaming meron sales rally eh. So, pwede ba during this period, nagsistart na kayo, pero on the third day, saka kami lilipad. May mga ganon. So, at least maaano mo, nakadocument yung usapan ninyo. Diba? So, para at least you'll be able to manage effectively and efficiently the execution of the project. One project, progress log report na tinatawag. Ito yung nililista mo dun sa ledger or whatever, kung saan kuya komportable. Word, Excel, whatever form of document. Basta ma-log nyo lang. Or ito yung tinatawag sa company, mga audit trails. Makikita nyo lang yung mga incidents na nangyari as you execute the action items of the project. Example, dito nakalagay yung mga risks. So meron ka dong page. Ano yung mga risks na na-encounter niyo within the project? Risk na, nako, hindi pala pwede si Pastor Ariel. So pwede ba si Pastor Junius na lang? Or pwede ba si RD na lang, ang speaker natin? So ilalagay niyo doon yung mga risks. Para klaro na ito yung mga nag-transpire. And kayo rin, alam niyo kaagad, nako, 3 months na lang, wala pa rin tayong speaker. O di sige, si Ado na lang, tsaka si Minet, total, anytime, nandyan sila. Okay? The other thing that you can log there is what we call the issues. Issues. Meaning, for example, sa project na to, gagawin nyo sa isang place, eh kaya lang during this period, tag-ulan. So, posibleng issue or risk siya. Or issue could be, ay, biglang mag-i-erupt pala ang Taal Volcano during this period. Nagbabadya. Diba? So, risk siya or potential issue siya. C for changes. Ilalag natin doon. Kasi initially, nilagay natin sa project natin, ang scope natin, gagawin natin siya sa Laguna. Biglang somewhere along the way, biglang nagbago. Hindi na pala Laguna, Batangas na. Okay? Para nakalag lang siya doon. Na during this period, the group decided the venue is not anymore in Laguna. It's now in Batangas. Para lahat consistent. Kasi baka mamaya, 1 week before, yung iba, ang understanding, Laguna pa rin. Yung pala, nasa Batangas na. Diba? So that's part of the log report that we're talking about. And lastly, the actions encounter, actions implemented. Naka-progress doon, or we call it the milestones log. So lahat ng mga action na na-implement nyo or na-execute nyo na, nakalista lang doon. Kasi babalikan nyo yun sa, remember, diba? Meron kayong lista ng mga action items ninyo. So babalikan nyo ngayon. Kasi action item 1 nakalagay doon, to close the deal with the sponsors. So ano yung action? So, nagpirmahan na ng kontrata with Jack and Jill, nagpirmahan ng kontrata with C2. Okay? To close the deal with the speakers. So na-confirm na kay RD and Vera silang speaker. So check. Okay? So para lang nakadokumento. Para every time that we meet kayo, you can always refer to the log and say, okay, this is the progress of our project. Okay, venue, check. Transportation, check. Speakers, check. Marketing collaterals, check. Ticket printing, check. Food, wala pa. Bus, wala pa. Number of attendees, kalahati pa lang. Diba? So, doon natin ilalag ngayon sa tinatawag natin na RICA logs. Para makita lang natin yung audit trail. Para before you go to the actual, as you go towards the actual date or timeline, na ma-monitor natin effectively. Okay? The other tool na important in terms of execution is the meeting agenda and minutes. Are you comfortable right now that whenever you go to a meeting, dapat naka-agenda muna? Or do you practice this right now? Have you attended a meeting na bago kayo umattend ng meeting, yung agenda binigay ka agad sa inyo 1 week before or few days before? Yes? No? Okay. Ang advantage kasi na dapat binibigay nyo yung agenda before the meeting para may klaro na agad kung anong pag-uusapan ninyo. Okay? It's very, very helpful talaga na ibigay nyo yung agenda before the meeting rather than dun pa lang kayo gagawa ng agenda during the meeting. Kasi it's really unproductive. Nagiging chit-chatan lang siya. Alam mo yun? Kainan, hanggang natapos na yung meeting dahil puro kainan at kwentuhan na lang. Walang nagyari sa discussion ng meeting. Okay? Okay, that this is something that I'd like to share with you. Kasi in my company, we're very strict on this eh. Na bago mag-meeting, padala mo ng agenda. So pag sinabing 9 to 10, pag 10 o'clock, sorry, I have to go out. Pag hindi nyo na-meet yung agenda, sorry, kasalanan mo. Kasi ikaw ang project manager, ikaw ang manager ng meeting na to eh. Bakit hindi mo in-ensure na within 1 hour, na-discuss natin yung agenda? Ibig sabihin, tinolerate mo na mag-chit-chatan muna yung mga tao bago ma-meet yung objectives ng meeting. Kasi it's unproductive talaga. So hopefully, we'll have that discipline na before the meeting, ipadala nyo na kaagad. Facebook, text, you know, email. This is what we're going to discuss from 9 to 10 in Fridays in Ortigas. Kasi 10 o'clock, yung iba dyan, uuwi. May mga pamilya yun eh. Hindi naman lahat yun, singles na pwedeng hanggang alas dos, you know, mag-chit-chatan or magkwentuhan. Be considerate to your team members. Okay? That's agenda. Of course, minutes is also an important tool. Kasi nga, sabi nga natin, everything should be detailed and documented. Kahit simple minutes lang siya. Okay? Thanks for email ka agad. Di ba? Thanks for attending the meeting yesterday. Key agreements, the following. Key next steps, the following. So para lang nadodocument yung usapan. Ang ayaw kasi natin, meeting tayo ng meeting every Friday, biglang pa ulit-ulit ang pinag-uusapan. Eh kasi pinag-usapan na yung last week, di ba? May issue na nga tayo sa speaker. Eh, hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin tayong speaker. Tatlong linggo na nakakaraan, wala pa rin tayong speaker. Eh kung dinocument yon 3 weeks ago na sinabi, oh bro, Noel, ikaw ang i-charge ha, ikaw ang kakausap kay Pastor Steve sa magiging speaker's anniversary natin. So ikaw ang accountable. Kasi nakalagay doon eh, person in charge, Noel. Kaya next week, pag nag-usap, bro, ano status? Ay, hindi pwede si Pastor Steve, nasa Africa pala siya. Diba? So that's the importance of these tools. So tips and pointers. Number one, we have to maintain those logs, reports consistently. So hopefully, wag tayong maging mingas kugon na you just accomplish it during the first 2 meetings and then patapos na yung project, wala na. Kasi importante talaga yun. Dapat talagang consistent tayo. Otherwise, again, we're planning to fail. Okay? So, ayaw natin yung fall into the cracks yung project halfway through. Patapos na lang, saka papapalpak. Kasi nga, hindi na accomplish yung proper documentation. Escalate immediately if there are very critical risk or issues that come up. Diba? Example, 1 week to go. Bigla na lang nag-back out yung speaker ninyo. Eh kaya lang nahihiyakan ako, ayokong malaman ni Pastor Nixon, nag-back out si ano, si Ariel. Eh paano kung escalate mo kaagad? At least magagawa niya ng paraan. Bigla, oh Pastor Richie, pwede ka lang punta ng Manila, oh, kailangan namin yung speaker. Oh. Diba? So makakatulong yung sponsor natin. It will help definitely. especially in the, you know, sabi ko nga, in an American culture, ang sarap mag-escalation. In my company, that's what I really like. Eh. Talaga, pag may problema, talagang raise the hand. I need help. May issue ako, may concern ako. I need help right now. Diba? So hopefully, at least ito, na-confirm ko when I first had the meeting, open naman tayo here in Victory, diba? Kung may problema, i-raise nyo na kaagad to your discipler, to your pastor, or to your project sponsor. Okay? Agenda, as I mentioned, and minutes of the meeting are very, very important talaga. It will really help to make it efficient and effective. Okay? Now, the last, the closure. Ito, I will really always, ako strong advocate talaga ako ng closure. Ang hirap kasi kung walang closure talaga, nasasanay tayo. Pagtapos na yung event, tapos na. Okay? After ng the following week, anong status? Wala na, nagkalimutan na. Yung mga pictures, kanya-kanya na. Yeah? Wala nang nag-aako. Sinong gagawa ng closure report? Sino magpe-present? Sino magsasubmit ng report sa team ninyo? Right? So, we have to always have this discipline. Number one, important in closure, evaluation. Self-assessment. Success, whether you meet the objective of the projects or may learnings kayong nakuha. Ang gusto talaga natin, every time you're part of a project, it added value to you. Nag-grow ka. Natuto ka. Okay? On top of the meeting of the objectives of your project. In my company, kaya kami very strong in project, having projects. Kasi this is the time or opportunity for us to train our people. Okay? So, kahit na trabaho nila marketing, we always involve them in projects. Para sila maging broader ang kanilang experience and expertise. Hindi lang sila forever nasa marketing. Meron din siyang experience sa technology, sa engineering, you know, sa finance, sa fraud, sa controls. So, sana ganun din tayo sa churches natin, di ba? So, kung alam natin itong tao na to, talagang ma-upskill natin siya to become a church planter, a missionary, you know, or a full-time staff, then, you know, these opportunities will allow them to disciple them talaga. Kaya yung success, iba talaga yung napag-uusapan niyo yun, na na-evaluate ninyo. Hindi yung tapos na yung project, yung pala, ano pala siya? Bruised and battered pala siya. So next time, ayoko na sumali sa mga ganyang mga project-project. Wala naman pala, walang nangyayari. Okay? Number two, sabi ko nga, lessons learned. What went well? Always, two questions lang yan eh. What went well and what could be done differently? Very quick yan. Alam na yung mga, basta pag may mga mission team ako, alam nila yan, every night, after coming from our activity, hindi matatapos ang araw na hindi tayo mag-uusap-usap. What went well today? What could be done differently tomorrow? And somebody has to write down that. Kasi every time na sinusulat nila yan, para pagdatapos na yung mission team namin, ayun, wala. Meron na kaming project closure. Ando na kasing learnings namin eh. Hindi na tayo nag-stretch pa. Ano ba learnings natin? Ano pepresent natin? Eh kung every day during your meeting, nire-record nyo na kaagad, what went well today? Ang learnings natin, ay itong mga estudyante dito, yan, cool yan, pwede yan. Ay ito palang lugar dito, wag tayo dito, medyo may spiritual barrier dyan. Diba? What could be done differently? Ah, next time talaga, dapat maaga tayo lahat gumigising. Kasi grabe pala traffic dito sa Indonesia. Grabe pala traffic dito sa Tagaytay kapag bakasyon na, holidays. Yung mga ganon, so all of these learnings, we have to always gather them. Of course, project review, i-align lang natin sa project objectives, na-meet ba natin? Or sa success metrics natin, na-meet ba natin? Of course, celebrate team success. Diba? Iba pa rin yung after yung missions, mag-meet uli kayo. You know, sharing pictures, kakain lang kayo dyan sa Serendra. Diba? At the same time, you know, if you can invite your project sponsor to go there, I'm sure those pastors naman will really go there. Like kami, you know, after our Israel team, we have to go all the way to Paranaque para lang mag-present kay Kuya Jun. So at least para talagang responsible lang kami, bro. Thank you for allowing us to go to Israel, ha? Kahit wala siya sa oversight natin ngayon. But at least this is our learnings. So kahit na alas 10 yun, alas 11, okay lang sa kanya. I'm sure because she will really take time to listen. Kasi sa kanya may value yun eh. Alam niya na ngayon anong decision na gagawin. Talaga bang go tayo sa Israel? Okay? So I hope ganun din tayo sa mga church natin, di ba? So align natin siya. Talk to your senior pastors. This is what we've learned. So next year, as we do our strat planning, uulitin ba natin ito? Talaga mang this is an effective bridge event for us? talaga bang our people are skilled and equipped to do this kind of event next year? Kaya ba natin next time? Ultra naman? Kaya pala natin PICC eh. Diba? So gawin kaya natin ultra. And so those are the learnings that you will discuss. And of course, close the project. Formally close it. Kasi ayaw natin, din tapos na yung project, nag-meet na naman kayo every Friday. What for? Okay? It's not, kung mag-meet kayo, it's your call. Could be not part of the project. Kasi yan yung part ng new friendships na established after the project. Which is good. Pero wag na natin siyang in the guise of the project. Kasi tapos na yung project or yung proyekto. Okay? So, one important tool here that I'd like to share with you, of course, is the project review and closure report. It's basically, again, documenting lang what went well in that project. Okay? Who are the best vendors to approach? Who are the best sponsors to always talk to? Ano yung learnings natin dealing with the head office? Ano yung learnings natin with regards to, you know, promoting it, marketing the event? Ano learnings natin with regards to the target audience na dapat kinakausap natin? Ano yung learnings natin na sino yung mga speakers na invite natin? Ano yung learnings natin with regards to the schedule that we did? Is it too tight or is it too loose? Ano yung learnings natin sa budget natin? Is it too tight or baka wala tayong contingency nilagay? Okay? So all of these things, we have to write them down. And of course, present it. Sabi ko nga, it's the, yan yung delikadesa na natin na pre-present natin sa project sponsor natin. Na bro, thank you so much for guiding us, you know, for the past 3 months. All of your inputs, all of your wisdom. And actually, this is what happened. So, we'll confess to you, medyo nagka-problema during somewhere along the way, nagkatampo-tampuhan yung iba, but these are our learnings. Hopefully, next time, maiwasan namin. Okay, so be transparent. Minsan kasi mga closure talaga, puro mga good stories lang. It's unbelievable. In every project, there will always be, you know, learnings, new learnings. So be transparent. Para next time, alam mo na kaagad, diba, na hindi na uulitin yon ng next team. Kasi they will go back to it eh. Na, ay, ganito pala nangyari sa team sa Jakarta last year. Kaya pala sarado yung church na doon kasi iba pala yung mga ganyan. Ay, ganito pala sa Manado, dapat ganito. Gusto nila lagi kumakain. Yeah, so at least we try to avoid the mistakes from the past. Okay? So contents always of your project closure. And I hope, yun na nga, if you're leading a team or if you're going to assign someone to lead a team in your church who will go to mission trips, makita natin itong mga items na ito. Number one, review the purpose. So kung purpose ng mission trip na yon, mag 2Es, 3Es, 4Es, ilagay nyo doon. Diba? Kung walang 4Es, okay lang. So ilagay mo lang, ano ba ang purpose? Bakit kayo pupunta sa mission trip na ito? Or anong purpose? Bakit kayo maglo-launch or mag-implement ng singles retreat? Diba? Para lang makita na may value talaga yung project. Objectives, project team, milestones, risks encountered, success metrics, financials, lessons learned, open items. Ibig sabihin, may mga items ba na hindi na-resolve during the whole project? Diba? So, ano yung mga open items na yon? Ilagay nyo pa rin doon. Para kung next year, kung sino man yung gagawa ng project, alam nila na, hey, open item pa pala ito. Example, couples retreat. Sa vendor na to, nagka-problema ka pala. Hindi nabayaran lahat. In the following year, may kakilala sa vendor na yan. Sana naman. Eh, anong tingin yung mangyayari? Sasabihin nyo, eh, kayo na naman. Hindi nga kayo nagbayad last year eh. E open item pala kasi yon. Right? So that's the learning that we want to happen, that we want to get. Of course, information on project records or repository. So it's a repository, isusurrender natin sa here sa head office para next time if somebody will, you know, will tell the pastors or the, no, "Oy, we want to have this event." "Oy, tama-tama. Yung Malate gumawa na ng ganyang project. Ito yung ginawa nila, oh. Ito yung learnings nila, oh." Okay, para kayo hindi niyo na maulit yung mistakes. Or para at least mas better pa yung project ninyo. Kasi ito yung na-accomplish ng Malate or ito yung na-accomplish ng Alabang. Okay? So those are the key takeaways from your closure. So to end this last module, again, do not underestimate the importance of closure. Kasi this is the richness of the experiences or the learnings. And again, ito laging problema natin talaga. Pinagkakatamaran na eh. Tapos na eh. Diba? Nagawa na eh. Ba't pa kailangan pa mag-closure report? Eh, arte lang yan. Eh, for me, long term tayo lagi mag-isip dapat eh. Tapos na nga kayo, pero your church will benefit in the long run. Because they will avoid the same mistakes that you guys did. Okay? So always long-term vision. Huwag tayo mag-isip na ngayon lang, matapos lang ito, tapos na. Always remember, you know, this is part of discipleship. In the future, these people will be the one leading your church. Pag wala na kayo, eh kung ngayon pa lang, yung foundation na binibuild nyo sa kanya, eh pangningas kugon, expect 5 years, 10 years down the road, ningas kugon ang mga projects na gagawin nila. Okay? Share lessons learned so that the business or your church can learn from your team's experiences. Don't forget, of course, to celebrate. At the end of the day, you know, these are relationships that you've built during the projects. Okay? Ibang klase naman syempre, eh, kahit pa-coffee ka man lang dyan, alam mo yun, or pa-pizza ka man lang, invite them to your house, you know, just to celebrate. Kasi iba pa rin yung feeling, yung emotion na, you know, talagang na-recognize ka all the hardships that you've contributed, blood, sweat, tears, you know, missed dates with your wife, missed dates with your kids just to be part of this project team, missing out your birthday or your anniversary just to be there in the missions. You know, iba pa rin yan, you celebrate it. Di ba? Kasi iba pa rin yung human relationship factor. Right? So, having said that, I'm gonna end. Tama-tama, I still have 15 minutes. So, I quickly have 5 minutes to share my best practices. Okay? So, number one, sabi ko nga, project management is both an art and a science. What's the difference between an art and a science? When you say art, ano ba yung art? Subjective. Kasi tao yung mga kausap natin eh. May ibang tao talagang very slow. May ibang tao talagang very slow to cook. Diba? Hindi naman lahat ng tao same wavelength mo eh. Hindi yan lahat pareho ng background mo. Kung efficient ka, hindi lahat efficient. Lahat tayo, di ba, may 34 strengths nga tayo, sabi sa Strengths Finders. Hindi lahat administrator, hindi lahat empathy, hindi lahat communication, hindi lahat planner. Iba-iba tayo how God wired each one of us. So, iba pa rin yung art. Be sensitive about the human factor. Of course, it's a science. What's a science ba? Measurable? What else? How do you describe a science? Observable, of course. Observable kasi kailangan mo yon para when you do the necessary you know, coaching or discussions. It's logical. My framework, my tools, my order, my steps. Alright? May research-based. May pinanggagalingan yung mga decisions na gagawin mo. Ba't mo gagawin na naman to? Eh, nangyari na nga learning yan last year eh. Ba't uulitin mo na naman? Hindi eh, kasi masaya daw sabi ng mga tao eh. Again, balance. The art and the science of project management. Remember, our goal is efficiency and effectiveness. We don't want to waste the time of the people, you know, that we are encouraging to join your projects. They would rather be productive in their BAU rather than pull them out, tapos wala rin palang value ang mabibigay sa kanila. So project management is an art and a science. Tao pa rin at the end of the day ang mga kasama natin dyan. Maybe there are potential dini-disciple natin. So let's make sure na aware tayo. Number two, iba pa rin ang power of your sponsor. Okay? So kahit na ready-ready na kayo, wala namang buy-in from a sponsor, eh somewhere along the way, bigla rin yung titiklop or bigla rin yung babagsak yan. Bila sabi ng pastor niyo, oh teka, bakit nyo ginagamit ang victory sa letterhead ninyo? Sinabihan ba kayo na pwede na mag-solicit kayo tapos victory letterhead ginagamit nyo? O bakit na MPD ginagamit nyo? Recognize ba ito by MPD? Okay? So sponsorship is always very important in any project. Okay? Sayang lang eh, biglang somewhere along the way, madi-deprioritize. But if your strong sponsor is very strong, talagang that person will always lobby for you. Yeah? So sa project ninyo, hindi yan sasarado o hindi yan mababawasan ng support if your sponsor is very, very strong. Choose your project team members carefully. As I mentioned, passion and commitment is very important, me personally. So kung yung tao, napipilitan lang dahil inassign lang siya ng VG group leader niya or dahil siya na yung pinakamatanda, eh, pero wala namang commitment, eh wala. It's always be, you will always be derailed. Harness the power of the team. At the end of the day, in every project, walang lone superstar. Hindi porket ikaw ang project team, sa'yo lahat ng credit. Eh, hindi lang ikaw ang nag-implement yan. It's the whole team. Kaya nga team for me is always together, everyone achieves more. A synergy. Okay? Yung strength ng iba, i-leverage natin. Okay? Number five, the enemies in the details. Ako yan. I'm known to be very, very OC. Yan. Pero sa akin, it worked talaga. Kasi it helps talaga na hat is everything organized. And I think that's my strength talaga naman kasi. So, kung hindi nyo strength yan, it's okay. Pero at least sana someone in the team is wired this way. Para that person will be the one to help you in terms of documenting everything from your for your projects. Of course, communication is always the key. Okay? Kasi whatever issues, whatever help, whatever challenges, whatever support, yan, nagagawa ng paraan kung open ang communication. So, wag tayong magkakanya-kanya, you know, na parang yung certain group lang, sila lang yung nagbibigay ng information. You make it transparent, especially if the information is very needful and necessary to be known by everyone. Okay? Number seven, ito personal takeaway ko. Always build networks or relationships for the long term. Okay? Ayaw kasi natin mag-burnout sila na next time, ayaw na nilang sumali sa ganyang project, di ba? Kasi you're discipling them, eh? You're grooming them to become the future leaders of your church. So kung the way you handle them during the project team, medyo masyadong science-science tayo na hindi na natin nilagyan ng art of human relationship, diba? It's a lost opportunity for network. Other input here, yun nga, yung bagong kakilala. Diba? If you've invited the speaker, or at least bagong friends mo na yan. Like recently, when we had our couples retreat, diba? Ngayon, ang dami ng friends ni RD and Vera sa TAF, Malate. Bigla na lang dumami yung friends nila sa Facebook eh, because that's a new network for them. Okay, so kayo din. I mean, it's a good network for you if you'll be able to, you know, leverage on new relationships built in this project. Lastly, contribute, learn, and have fun. Okay? There's nothing better than, you know, feeling good na you were part of something that makes sense, that adds value to, you know, to your church. And sayo din. Ikaw mismo, natuto ka, ikaw nag-enjoy ka, and whenever you go back to that, you always feel na wow, I'm happy to be part of that team. You know, I'm happy na wow, itong building na to natayo dahil part ako nung funding team, part ako nung communication team, part ako nung event conference team. Diba? So maximize and learn and enjoy of every opportunity. Kasi project team, if you will look at this at itas na naku, dagdag trabaho ito, wag na lang. I would rather go to the other side of the benefits available. Dagdag trabaho nga, yes. But in the long run, more learnings for me. More experiences or skills added to me. More network na na-build. Mas marami ako nakilala ngayon. And you know, more opportunities na makikita or mapipave the way. Okay? So having said that, I have the next 8 minutes for question and answers. Or you know, how do you feel, you know, you can relate this to your respective projects right now? Any challenges or issues or concerns in your projects that we can, you know, apply some of here? Actually, ito, kahit sa personal, magagamit nyo rin siya eh. Ako ngayon, in my personal, may project ako ngayon, may personal project ako ngayon eh. So in the next 3 weeks, kailangan kong tumakbo sa aking aspiration last year. Yan. So Singapore Marathon. Kaya ngayon, everyday ang plano ko, kailangan may isa akong saging. kasi kung hindi, magka-cramps na naman ako. So, hopefully, you know, this tool, you apply it not just in your ministry, but even in your personal affairs. Although yan, be very careful lang ha. Kasi sabi ko nga, nangyari sa akin, sa wife ko, nako, muntik na akong di makasal. dahil sa Gantt chart na ito. Questions? Clarifications? Anything? Yes, bro.
I just want to comment. This is so important. Kasi remember we had these strat planning classes with Alex Castillo. And kami sa VMA, we have successfully used it for our churches, training them and preparing for 2012. Kaya lang, ito yung missing component. Kasi ang culmination ng mga strat planning is we come up with a strategy, people responsible in deadline. And then we're hoping na when we pass it to them, they'll be able to run those projects. Pero if kung wala silang skills na ganito, all they have is a nice strat plan. And there will be frustrations along the way kung hindi mo ma-execute properly. So I've been talking to Nick kung paano namin ito matatranslate into local church context na madali ring ituro. Tapos yung mga terminology, I don't know where, who I heard it from, baka sa yata. Sabi mo, i-translate yung mga terminology, business terminology, right? So, yun lang. I just want to make a comment. I think this is a major component that our pastors need to learn.
Pastor Ado, I'd like to second that opinion. I personally experienced this dito sa, what I think is one of our weaknesses as a movement is this. Lalo na yung closure. Many times, I'll give you an example, yung every nation conference natin every 3 years. I've been in charge of the security since I don't know when, no? But each time I would submit an after battle report, we call it in the military. An after battle report. And nothing has happened out of it. Nauulit na lang yung problema. I submit an after battle report, walang nangyayari, ayoko na mag-submit. Because it has always been our problems. I think with this, hopefully, something improves in our system.
You know, ano lang, quick response lang. I think it's a new muscle, the way Pastor Joy would say it. It's something that we're, like many other things that we're doing now, they are new skills. So I hope this can help start a culture. Alam niyo naman, the way cultures grow, di ba? At the start, hindi naman yun, Pero eventually, as we keep doing it, it will become a habit for everybody.
Just, I wanna echo the value of it. Kasi I believe we've been equipped recently in the strategic level where we deal with matters of whether we're gonna take a direction or not. And also we have people who are skilled in the logistical level, but the middle ground, at the tactical level, whether it's in the kind of meetings, event-based meetings that we hold, because even in the weekly staff meetings we have, you know, we have decisions that are supposed to be at the strategic level when they're discussing, you know, tactical things, which is not really in the business as usual part. It's an event-based, so you have to have separate meetings for that. Otherwise, we're wasting the time of the other people in the meeting. So, tactical, strategic.
What I got from this training is more than the... It's the whole package, more than just the report, the closure, but really the documentation from start to the end. Especially right now, here at the Fort, in kids' ministry, a lot of churches, provincial, even international, are asking for materials and how we run the event. So we are forced to really document everything so that we'll just give them the everything from start to end, all the collaterals, the letters, and it takes a lot of really discipline, especially if you're not used to doing that for how many years of just doing it gung-ho approach and now trying to be disciplined and documenting everything. So, you know, praise God for administrative people who has the strength to really into the details.
Actually, this is like a global organization like ours. Talagang this is a very helpful tool. Kasi yun nga eh, parang you know, 160 countries, kung iba-iba yan, kung pupunta ka dun sa isang country na yun, tapos ay, bakit ganito sila gumawa ng bank statement? Bakit sila gumawa ng credit card, di ba? So, it affects of course the franchise. So, in the same way, yung the tedious way of repeating things, talagang tiring also, di ba? Like in your case, if you're the head office, and a lot of countryside churches or Metro Manila-based churches will always go to Fort and say, paano pa natin ginagawa yung praise and worship ng mga how are we gonna do this?
But if we can just pull out, you know, a framework, a template, or a case study, this is something that, you know, you can, scalable talaga siya. It's about scalability to make it efficient or effective for an organization. And I believe, you know, our organization, you know, Victory, or Every Nation, is really in that direction. You know, changes are happening, and we're growing organically, exponentially. So, a standardized way of doing things is really very helpful. Rather than, alam mo yon, uulit-ulitin mo yung share mo na sa Taft, isishare mo pa sa Alabang, isishare mo pa sa Bacolod, isishare mo pa sa General Santos. And then what if Pastor Larry likes it, you know, you share mo pa sa Singapore. So that could be an advantage also if you make it standardized and scalable.
I think in that note, no, since we're aware how important this is, maganda siguro we share our best practices also when we start developing this project management, the templates and all. So we'll do our part and share those with you. If you're doing something great pertaining to this, share it to us so we can also develop this. All right. Well, we appreciate you, Mr. Nick Panes. Thank you so much. This is a big investment in our skills as sort of managers in our local churches. So thank you so much. And guys, if you have more questions, feel free to ask Nick after our dismissal. Thank you so much.